for calling customer support. My name is Quay. How may I help you?
What is your name again?
Quay.
Quay?
Yes, sir.
I looked at this contract thing here, and I don't want this charges being brought to my card. Do you need my name and email address or what?
Oh, yes, sir. I need the zip code and your first and last name.
94062 Jose Luis Olvera.
Okay, one moment while I try to locate an account. You said that zip code was 94062?
Correct.
Okay.
How's your day going?
It's going good so far.
That's good. I don't want to be the one that wrecks it here.
Well, I highly doubt it, so.
Yeah.
Let me see.
It's for a stealth elite drone. That's good.
So is it a possibility it can be under somebody else's first name?
Jose Luis? No, that was what I put it down on.
Okay,
and
so now.
Olvera is Olvera.
Yeah, but when I searched your zip code and your first and last name, nothing pulled up. So I searched just your last name, and somebody by the name of Diana Olvera, Olvera, pulled up.
Maybe my address?
No, I said when I was trying to locate an account, I used the zip code and your first and last name. Nothing pulled up for me, but when I searched your last name by itself, Olvera, somebody else's first name did come up, like Diana, D-I-A-N-E.
Oh, Diane, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so do you know that person?
Yeah, it's my girlfriend.
Okay, so yeah, so that's the account it's associated with, and I need you to verify the full shipping address for me as well.
244 Irish Street, Redwood City, California, 94062.
Okay. So, yeah, so I show here where on, December the 7th, you placed the order for our drone for the $9.97.
Mm-hmm.
And I show in where you called in, you got the account canceled because it does state in the terms where it came with, like, a monthly membership of the $67.32 each month, but in return, you receive a $125 voucher. Now, I show here that you called in on December the 12th, and you got the account canceled out, and also where you spoke with the representative. Yeah, you spoke with the representative, and they just, they made sure about the voucher, and they resubmitted for the voucher to be resent as well.
Okay.
So the account has been canceled ever since December the 12th.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to, I just came across a thing in my sweepstakes. I mean, I did a survey for State Farm,
uh-huh.
And it offers me one of these drones again. If I order it, can I cancel that right now?
So you're saying that if you place a new order, can you place the order and just get it, like get the drone and cancel the account before?
Yes.
Well, it would be, let's see here, one moment. Okay, so yeah, so what I do advise now, if you do place the order, just, make sure you do call in within up to 72 hours, which is 3 days prior to, as soon as you place the order. So make sure you call in within 3 days to get the account re-canceled out.
Okay. I mean, I have this other one that I did order through say owner, but apparently you guys aren't the ones that have that, apparently.
Right, because that's the only thing that I pulled up when I got the zip code. Okay, so now maybe if that one didn't go through, is it the same card information?
No, it's under his card, but my email address.
Okay, so what I will try to do, since you are saying it, maybe I can just try to see if we got an account with your, you know, with your email address. What's your email?
Mine is cowboyjim3. At gmail.com.
You said Cowboy Jim? Is it J-I-M?
Yes. And then the number 3.
At Gmail?
But when I ordered it with his card, I had used another email address of mine.
So what email address did you use? Hello?
Hello. I'm sorry.
I said, what email address did you use for that one?
Cowboy Jim, I think it was 3, at AT&T.net.
Okay, she says Cowboy Jim 3 at AT&T.net?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't remember if I put the 3 in there or not.
So I'm going to just do Cowboy Jim. Okay, so when I do Cowboy Jim at AT&T, it's under somebody else's person last name. What's the first name you put it under?
Jose Luis Olvera.
Okay, yeah, so that's not it. But you should say, yeah, but it's under like a James.
Yes, that's me.
James Messenbeck?
Mm-hmm, correct.
That's you?
Yes.
Okay, so I need you to verify that full shipping address as well.
That'd be 244 Iris Street, Redwood City, California, 94062.
Yes, sir. So one moment, the account is pulling up. Okay. Oh, yes, sir. So I do show, they're still loading. It's almost, I show here you placed the order that was on December the 10th for the drone.
Mm-hmm.
So are you trying to place another order?
No, I was going to if I don't have to pay. I just want to have the shipping and handling.
Okay, but see, now maybe if you're trying to use the same information, I mean, you can place the order if you're trying to place another one and just call in within 3 days to, because it'll tell you that in the terms. If you call in within 24 to 48 hours to cancel the account, then it'll get canceled properly and you'll just get your drone. But, I mean, I do advise you got to use separate card information and everything because you already have 2 accounts that you have canceled.
Okay. All right. Well, I was going to get the drone for a Christmas present.
All right. So, yeah, you would have to, if you were to just trying to place another order, you would just have to call in within up to 24 to 48 hours to, canceling the time.
Well, what if I put it in right now? Would you get it right away and then be
but
able
if you,
to do it?
But if you put it in right now, then, I mean, you at least want the drones and stuff to ship. So that's why it does give that time frame. So you have to just call back, you know, by, let's say today is, what today is, Thursday? So yeah, you can call in by Saturday and see how this shipped out.
Okay. All right. Well, like you say, maybe I'll just fill this thing out right now and see.
Right.
But then they'd have to call you back.
Yes, sir.
It takes a long time for you guys to pick up.
Yeah, we are pretty busy.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it and hope you have a happy holidays, a Merry Christmas, and hopefully a better new year.
Yes, sir. Well, you as well. Look, thanks for calling customer support and happy holidays.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.